Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com will help you get there. It's the tire rack. It's the way tire buying should be. And this right here,
right
the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked for the next 3 hours.
Not two.
Here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. All right, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What happened to your Ebonics? Right cheer. Right cheer.
I like to mix it up a little bit.
All right. You know, like you have a college degree and you went to a good school and all that. Like, you know.
Well,
you,
that,
you wanted those highfalutin.
Ebonics is a legitimate dialect.
Okay.
It really is. Standard American English is broken English off of Britain.
The King's English.
Right. It's broken off that. So if like African Americans were in power and we taught and spoke Ebonics, that would be the standard language.
So
I mean,
you
really,
say,
that's
what,
real talk.
I'm good.
It's
with
who's in control.
But that's everything.
In hip hop,
I mean, that's not new.
Ebonics, in hip hop, Ebonics is, you better know how to speak Ebonics in hip hop.
Really? I never spoke Ebonics.
We run hip hop. You?
Yeah.
You, speak
you know me.
Stop it.
I went to an Ivy League school. I'm highbrow.
Well, yeah. San South Connecticut Tech of Agriculture. What was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay, whatever. It's all good. What is
no,
today?
No, I'm bilingual, Wednesday. Though. English and Ebonics. As are you. So stop running.
Yeah, I'm bilingual. That's right.
You yes. Know. All right, but let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and twos, making a rare appearance, a rare back-to-back appearance here on the Odd Couple.
Back-to-back, belly-to-belly.
His back-to-backs are becoming a little bit rare as well, but he's here.
Rob
G,
I'm telling you, he's got the best job at the network. He's been here a long time. He got kicked off the Ben Maller show. He
kicked off.
Yeah, he ended Andy Furman's radio show. I'm just saying.
Like, wow. He leaves a path of destruction everywhere he goes.
Rob, Clay Travis's show. He got kicked off of Clay Travis's show. And on, what was the other show at night that you got rid of everybody?
Rob JT the Brick. Steaming. He's
JT
steaming
the Brick.
Right now.
He got rid of everybody.
You know what he wants to say to you right now, Rob Parker?
And you're next.
On with it. Get to the topic. That's what he wants to say. All right. So I'm going to do that. We got.
Do you want
Ryan
entertaining
Finley.
Radio, or do you just want to get to the topic?
Well, we're entertaining. There I mean, getting to the topic, that's the main meat of the show.
No, it's not. It's the personality.
It is the meat.
And no, it's
yeah,
not.
But our personality as we discuss topics, not just
it's not.
Random.
Anybody who believes that doesn't know
Rob,
radio.
We don't. We discuss topics. Even if we go through the gibberish, it's 3 minutes. That's not what's drawing people. It's the topics we talk about with
no, it's not.
Our personality.
It's the personality.
I know, but as we talk
right,
about
get
the
on
topics,
with it. We will never
I mean,
agree.
That's serious.
We'll
no. Agree. So if we don't come on here and talk sports, we're going to get people. We're going to sit here and just talk about everyday life, what we went through for the next 3 hours?
I didn't say that.
Okay, that's
but
all, it, all
but
I'm saying.
But it's personality. There are people who deliver.
I'm never denying the personality.
There are people who deliver sports news every day. They do a four-hour show, and they don't have any interaction with each other, and it's total boredom. Terrible.
We're not disagreeing, Rob, but I'm just saying this goes together. The personalities discussing sports. That's what I'm saying. All right, so let's do it. We got Brian Finley, I forgot to mention. B. Finn, the loquacious one on the update. All right, Rob, Michael Malone, the coach of the Denver Nuggets, heavily favored Denver Nuggets in these finals. You got him in 5. I've got him in 6. He spoke to the media today, now that they know they're playing the Heat. Here he is.
I often make the comparison, and I never coached Tim Duncan, you know, but just from coaching against him and hearing stories about those that have been around him, like Tim Duncan was a selfless superstar. And I look at Nikola Jokic in the same vein. I think Nikola Jokic is a truly selfless superstar where it's not about him. He's not looking for people to look at me, tell me how great I am. He's almost embarrassed by the attention. He just wants to be one of the guys in the locker room, have fun, work hard, and win.
I agree with him, Rob. Do you have any disagreement with what he said?
No.
Comparison? Yeah, I mean, that's what Jokic seems like. He actually, Rob, earlier in his career, you know, as he was becoming a great player, he didn't shoot enough. Like, he doesn't, you know, shoot as much as you might expect him to because he is such a selfless player, as his coach Michael Malone said. But, you know, when Jamal Murray got hurt, Jokic began scoring more. Just because that's what the team needed him to do. And that's when he put up the huge numbers. They got him the back-to-back MVP awards. So this year, Jamal Murray's back from injury. And what does Jokic do? His scoring goes down almost 3 points. From 27.1 last year to 24.5 this year. And so, like Tim Duncan, Rob, you know this about Tim Duncan. His numbers weren't outlandish. He obviously could have scored a lot more points than he did, but you know what he was more concerned about was winning championships. And before Michael Jordan, Rob, this is actually in my view one of the arguments for Jordan's greatness. because he did change, or I should say goatness, he changed conventional thinking about the NBA, because you remember before Jordan took over and began winning championships, conventional wisdom was that you couldn't lead the league in scoring and win championships, not consistently. I think Kareem did it the first year when he won a championship in Milwaukee, I believe. But Larry Bird never led the league in scoring. The Lakers never had a scoring leader during Showtime. The Pistons, when they won their championships, no scoring leader. The Sixers with Dr. J and Moses Malone. I mean, so, and Tim Duncan, Rob, Tim Duncan's highest scoring season was 23 points a game. But yet he's a top 10 player of all time. And I do see that in Jokic. Here's what I want to throw at you, Rob, though. Is that if Jokic is the best player in the world, and that's not the debate, but, you know, I think he is. I'm not sure where you are. But if he wins this and he's recognized by many as the best player in the world, do you think it's good for the league to have such an understated player and personality to be the best player in that sport? Mike Trout is an example in baseball.
Yeah, I don't think it's the best situation, but I don't. Sometimes you don't have a choice. If he's the best, he's the best. Tim Duncan is a missed free throw away, literally, from when being 6-0 like Michael Jordan. Nobody would look at him in the same vein. A, he didn't win all six MVPs. B, most people would be hard-pressed to even tell you what Tim Duncan sounds like in an interview. You know, you can't even hear Tim Duncan come into a room because he's got sandals on. I mean, I'm just saying, he was that kind of guy, Chris. Like,
and jean shorts.
Yeah, and cut-off jean shorts. And if it wasn't that he was 7 foot tall, you might not even know he's around at all. I mean, like Rob, that was, he was invisible.
To your point, and this is somewhat of an indictment on, I mean, myself included, the basketball media. If Tim Duncan had the personality of Kevin Garnett, he might be in the GOAT discussion. I mean, he won 5 championships, never had a Kobe Bryant alongside him, a la Shaq. Never had, you know, the talent around him that Kareem or Magic had. And, but we don't think of him that way. And I think he was great. I obviously put Jordan ahead of him. But he might be higher up in that discussion if he had more of a colorful personality. But I think, Rob, it's fine. Like you said, you don't. I mean, look, a guy's personality is his personality. And if he happens to be the best player in your sport, then you can't punish him because he's not, you know, a charismatic personality, at least publicly. But I think it's fine if the best player in the league is like that, as long as you do have other personalities who are top players.
Right, right, because everybody can't be that. And the same thing, you mentioned Mike Trout. Chris, I hate to break it to you. Nobody's talking about Mike Trout anymore. They talk about Ohtani.
He's the best player in the league. That's
and they talk about Aaron Judge. If you're asked Major League Baseball, do you want Aaron Judge plays in the Bronx for the Bombers, hits home runs, Chris. He's got a great smile. He's 6'7". You know, like can you – can you ask for anything more? Could you ask for anything more? You can't.
Do you think that's because Trout, and obviously he's still a great player, but, you know, he's not putting up the numbers he was a few years ago. Do you think we aren't talking about him because of that or because of his laid-back personality?
It's a combination.
And other guys have emerged, whether you think they're better than him or not, but they've emerged and they do have personalities that are great for the public.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. You know, he's been hurt, Chris, the last couple of years. Hasn't, you know, put up the same numbers, not in the MVP. The MVP race is about Ohtani and Judge every year now, right?
Right.
I mean, so he's not even the best.
This year.
Right. Including this year. And he's not even the best player on his own team, right? It's Ohtani. Right. So how can you be talking about Trout? And I do think that, you know, him not having the personality And no one's mad at him, Chris. Everybody's not the same.
Right, right.
Some people just, they are who they are, and that's Trout's thing, and I think he's just very happy at going out, playing ball, and not being in the spotlight. That's fine, but it doesn't work for a league.
I mean, Rob, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, now he was different from Duncan and Jokic in that Kareem, you know, at that time, he just was didn't trust the media, had almost a militant attitude. I hope I'm not, misstating it. But, you know, he was very untrusting of the media, kept to himself. Some of his teammates will tell you that obviously they got along, but that he rarely even talked much with them at that time.
Right.
And he was the best player in the world. And what helped him, you know, was Magic Johnson comes along, and Magic loves the media. Magic loved to talk. He loved to smile. And so Magic kind of took that role on that team, and Kareem didn't really have to deal with it. And so him being the best player in the league but having that personality again, it's fine if other guys, as long as you have players who have that charismatic personality, that, because especially for the NBA, Rob, which is a league that blossomed under David Stern, the commissioner, by selling personalities, individuals, you know, Magic, Michael, Dr. J. Well, Dr. J was before Stern, you know, for the most part. But, you know, they sold individuals more so than the team. So you do need those personalities when that's the case. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Does it hurt the NBA if indeed Nikola Jokic is the league's best player and just doesn't have this colorful personality that all the fans and media will be drawn to, that he just kind of keeps to himself and plays his game? Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental health podcast. And each week we try to help turn our mental health issues into mental wealth. And we dive in with everyone from the world of sports and entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. So each week, listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a beautiful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on if Nikola Jokic is the best player in the world, is it a problem for the NBA that he's such an understated personality? Your thoughts.
Eric in Minneapolis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hi, I just kind of wanted to talk about how I disagree with Chris's point about like how athletes have got to like show, like be talkative in order to like have people grow the game. Like, you got guys like Trout and Otani. I'm an Angels fan from Minneapolis. But you got those two guys, like, you know, Trout not really outspoken, and then you have, like, Otani, who is come from Japan and doesn't speak much English. And I feel like Otani in himself has grown the game more than anyone.
Wouldn't you say that's because, I mean, he's so unique in that he pitches and hits. Like, if he just was a hitter or a pitcher, I'm not saying he wouldn't be, you know, getting bugged.
He's so unique and so different. Something we haven't seen since Babe Ruth in the 20s, and he didn't even do it at the level that Ohtani's doing it. Would you agree with that, Eric?
But I also Jokic, too, who's doing, like, one-of-a-kind things, not super outspoken, and I feel like, who knows what the ratings are going to be like. A lot of people are saying the ratings
bad.
Are going to be low to this finals, but I think he's going to bring a huge crowd when people realize his talent when they're actually watching the finals.
Not if it's five games, it won't be. I'm just telling you, if they dominate, people will run from this.
I like watching Jokic play. I don't know if everybody does. I like watching him. He's so great. I don't know how you couldn't like watching him. And even his passing, I mean, that's exciting to me. But
I
tend to believe, you know, I mean, people aren't expecting great ratings for these finals.
You just can't. I mean, Miami and Denver.
Boston, I think, would have been better.
Yeah, it's a blue blood in the NBA. Yeah, it is. Andrew, in West Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up? Andrew.
Yep.
What up?
Yo, real quick, man. I just think it's refreshing. It's nice to have a face like that, kind of like the lunch pail type guy, like the Giannis, those type of fellas who let their play do the talking, not like, you know, their fashion showing up in crazy garbage bags and oversized shoes and stuff like that. It's refreshing. I think
like
it's a good
Gumby.
Role model.
Yeah. No,
Andrew, you there?
I think he faded.
All right. I mean, everybody's different.
Right.
No one's asking you to come in a garbage bag to the stadium or the arena, Chris. But there is
Has somebody walked in there in the oversized shoes? Like these huge shoes?
Who wears oversized? Really?
These red boots that now are kind of, I don't know if they're stylish, but huge red boots that people are wearing.
Chris.
You
remember the oversized clothes that teenagers wore. My nephew Alvin used to wear 4X. What?
You don't act like you didn't. I mean, we all did. That was the style back then.
Like you would wear a 4X. Guys who wore mediums were wearing 4X clothes. Like we did.
Have you seen that Chris Paul commercial where he's got the shorts that are like down to his shins?
No, I haven't seen them.
Like old, because the State Farm. That's barely an exaggeration. I mean, it used to be crazy.
It did. Yeah. Tim, Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
What up, Rob? What up, Noop?
What's up, Noop? How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Guys, pray for me in a couple weeks. I'm going to be getting my kidney transplant, so much prayers on that.
Love and prayers. Indeed, man.
Wow. Yeah, but I think it balances out at the end of the day. Those first couple callers, I think, not trying to put them in a box, but I think you have guys like that's the only way that some people, you're actually going to get them to watch the sport, because I think some of these other colorful characters kind of turn those guys off, turn people like those guys off, those earlier callers. So they look for someone like a Jokic or a Kawhi Leonard, someone that they think, you know, hey, this is a guy that just comes, does his job. And I think you need those to bring in those type of viewers and those type of fans. Otherwise, those people would not, you know, they don't want to watch basketball or football.
No, that's an interesting and fair point. I mean, the bottom line is I think you need both, because different people have different personalities, different people want to see different things. And so if you've got, you know, people to fit everybody's personality, I think that's good for the league. All right. Aaron Rodgers, Rob, is a real – he's been talking a lot to the media, long-form piece about him in The Athletic. We'll get to that next. But first
– be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thanks a lot, B. Finn. We appreciate it. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there wherever you're trying to go. It's the way tire buying should be. All right, Rob. A long-form piece in The Athletic about Aaron Rodgers. He sat down with them, obviously, and was very open and honest about where it really about his days, or his last days, I should say, and years with the Packers. A few things that came out were in the 2021 offseason, Rob. He, by way of his agent, asked the Packers either to trade him or to fire Brian Gutekunst, the GM. They didn't either, of course. And he goes out and has an MVP season. But obviously it didn't work out, and ultimately they parted ways. He doubled down, Rob, on his FaceTime, you know, saying apparently it's really bad reception at his house in California. And he said he gets like one bar. That's it, max. And so anybody that knows him and really wants to get him, they should FaceTime him. So he doubled down on that. But here's one of the, I guess, money quotes that a lot of people are talking about. In reference to Gutekunst, Roger says this, Rob. Like, come on, man. Just tell the truth. You wanted to move on. You didn't like the fact that we didn't communicate all the time. Like, listen, I talk to people that I like. So that's Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to say this, Rob. I like a riled up, angry, chip on his shoulder, something to prove Aaron Rodgers. That's when he came back and won his back-to-back MVPs. And I'm not there yet, Rob, but as you know, I haven't thought much of the Jets and him being with the Jets and that they're going to make a lot of noise. But I'll say this. The more I see, we all see how, you know, he's so glad to be out of Green Bay. We see that he is taking part in the OTAs with the Jets, which he didn't do over the last several years in Green Bay. We see how he is completely embracing being in New York and the quote-unquote Jets experience, whatever that might be, but he's embracing being a Jet. And it makes me think about the broken thumb more. Like, did that affect him? You know, more than I pretty much wrote it off last year and didn't use it as an excuse at all. What I'm saying, Rob, is I'm starting to think he may have a great year. And we got a long time before we make any football predictions and picks. But I'm starting to think maybe this guy will turn back the clock, you know. And so we'll see. If he does, it'll just make things in the AFC East and the AFC overall that much more exciting.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's just conversation. It's talk, off-season talk. I got to wait to see the team, what's going on, who's there, who's not there, how healthy he is. I'm just not moved by, you know, when you're just rehashing stuff in the offseason. Sure, he's just telling a story about what went down, but I can't get a true indication on what that means at all. It's just conjecture, and I get it. That's what people do this time of the year in the offseason in the NFL. So I don't expect much from the Jets. I expect Aaron Rodgers to play better than he did last year, but I think the Jets
come. How close do you think he can get to, you know, MVP Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know, but he'll play better than he did, and I think the injury was a part of it. Just because he just threw a lot of interceptions. He wasn't himself. I mean, out of nowhere, like he went from 4 interceptions to 12 or whatever it was. It just was – they lost a game in Detroit where he threw 3 picks, and I think 2 in the end zone, Chris, and 2 in the end zone and 3 in the red zone.
Was not
I mean,
himself.
Like – Right, like the act, like that's just not what he does. You know that. He might have thrown 12 interceptions for 4 years. In 4 years, he threw them in 1 year. It's just strange.
I would think that a broken thumb on your throwing hand is bothersome,
and it'll affect and so your accuracy. Yeah,
absolutely. That very well may have been the issue. But it also could have been age. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think the fact, and this would be to his credit, Rob, he didn't make a big deal out of it. He said he acknowledged it, but he never really.
Because he was out there playing. If you're playing, I mean, I don't know what you could say. You want to boo-hoo? He's out there playing. He's giving it a go. And I think players, when they do that, you know, as – people are banged up. People are hurt all the time. And if you go out there, people expect a certain level of play from you. And if it's really that bad and you can't do what you need to do, you probably should step to the side if you're only going to hurt the team. You know, like, I get people wanting people to go out there and play. But if they really can't perform where they should be, then sometimes you hurt the entire team and you maybe should take a seat.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. Look, the Jets... they got a tough schedule. They got the – Rob, they got – obviously their division is loaded with, you know, New England. Well, New England – I mean, New England's not going to be very good, I don't think, but at least they still have Bill Belichick and a strong defense. But Miami and Buffalo obviously going to be tough. And then, Rob, they've got the NFC East, which is the toughest division in NFC East. And then they got the AFC West, which we thought would be the toughest division in football last year. And so the Jets, it is going to be an uphill climb for them. But if that defense, and there, I don't see any reason that defense shouldn't be as good as what it was. A guy like a Sauce Gardner, some of the young guys should be better. And so I think if the defense can play really well, they've got some skill positions, and if the line can protect Rodgers to an adequate degree, the key is, what's he going to be? And we'll see. I'm wondering. I haven't, you know, I picked them last year. I think you did too, to make the Super Bowl. And obviously we were let down by that. I'm definitely not picking them to get to the Super Bowl this year. But how I picked them to do in the AFC East, that might be up in the air, as I think maybe Aaron Rodgers might play, get back to his old self. So we will see about that.
No doubt. If he's healthy and he's got some weapons to throw to, and if they protect him, obviously you would expect him, even at his age, to play better. Just better than he did.
Well, he's going to be much better than what the Jets had last year. That's right, for darn sure.
Right. And somehow they won seven games with no quarterback play, which is something.
So, yeah, if they can do that again and then he plays well, I mean, we know he's going to be better than Zach Wilson and Mike White. So that's why everybody's so excited about what the Jets could do this year. All right, the G League steals another one. That's coming up next.
I never missed
the
G-League.
Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, live from the TireRack.com studios. And it is time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, let's go with Chris, a best bet. This is a gut. Last night in Seattle, the Yankees won like 10-2. four or five guys hit home runs for the Bronx Bombers, right? The run total tonight, Chris, is 7.5. I'm going to take the under. Whenever you see a big score, yeah, wow. like the Yankees have been averaging like 7 or 8 runs a game recently, but it's been a lot of runs in baseball. It normally evens out. This is one of those guts, best bet. I'm looking at a 2-1, 3-2 game tonight in Seattle. Wow. Not a big score. Take the under in the 7.5 runs. Also, we got Houston hosting the Twins. I'm going to take the Astros -1.5 runs, Chris, in that game. And Colorado and Arizona, they're playing in the desert. The over-under is 10 runs. I'm going to go with that as an over in Arizona, the Rockies and the D-backs, over 10 runs as the total. So there you go. Yankees and Mariners, under 7.5, taking the Houston Astros, -1.5 runs, Chris, and I'm going to take the over 10 runs, Colorado and Arizona. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. I don't know if you can see this hat. Can you see the hat?
Yeah, but what does that say?
It's the Negro really League, the Negro saying. League Museum, Chris. Really nice. Oh. Isn't it nice?
Yes, it is. So you went there on your vacation?
Yeah, when I was in Kansas City and I got a chance to see the Negro League Museum.
That was your first time being there?
First time.
Wow.
First time.
How was it?
Chris, it's worth it. Worth the trip. It was very, very interesting. They have a lot of good stuff there. I was pleasantly surprised at just how much I enjoyed it.
I'm going to have to check it out for sure. I've been to Cooperstown. But I need to check that out. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, right. I think that is good. That would be good for you, definitely.
Ron Holland, the number 2 ranked senior in this year's, you know, high school class for basketball, is not going to college next year. He had already committed to Texas, but then decommitted in April. Arkansas thought it might get him, but he has decided, Rob, and announced today, that he is instead going to play for the G League Ignite. Now, this is, he is one of a growing number of young stars that are choosing this route. Remember, you had Jalen Green now with the Houston Rockets, averaged over 20 points a game this year with them. You had Scoot Henderson, who is expected to be a top 3 pick. And Scoot had a $1 million contract, 2 years, $1 million. So I imagine Holland's getting like 500 grand to do this. And I'm totally fine with it, Rob. A kid in his situation, obviously you can make money, but also you can work all day. I mean, we've talked about how the best players, the absolute ultra elite of today's NBA, I'm talking about 4, 3, 4, 5 players, are international. Jokic, Giannis, Embiid, Luka. And that one of the reasons they have been better is because they go pro younger and they have all that time to just work strictly on basketball. They don't have to go to class, or they may get some tutoring, I guess, but they don't have to go to class and, you know, put up the facade that you're a student. I'm not shooting down college. I mean, if I was in that position, maybe I would just go to college for the experience. But I'm just saying, for a kid that doesn't want that, Rob, he can work all day long with his coaches on the things that can help him in today's NBA without having to worry about, you know, fitting in with your college team, playing your college coach's style, which might be different from what the NBA is going to want you to do. And so I got no problem with this. I guess my question to you would be, do you think I'll save my answer, my own answer to it, but do you think this is really becoming a threat to college basketball, NCAA?
I mean, people, why would you work for free if you don't have to go to college? If you just want the college experience for 6 months, or should I take a couple $1 million? Like that, that's really what, you're not going to college for, Chris,
right,
from September until Christmas or until the tournament's over
right.
in March. You know, like,
right.
let's be honest. So I don't blame it. I just, the G League and all that, I don't see any really, and I'm not, you could tell me if you, I don't see any highlights from that league. I don't see any buzz about it.
Well, that,
and it doesn't seem to matter. You know what I mean? Because
right.
the people
no,
need to
you.
Know. But do you see anything? I mean, you're the NBA guy.
You can search for it and really watch it if you want. But you make a good point, Rob. Like, and that would be the argument for Kyle. Other than if you want to get the campus experience and hang out with people your age and all that, which, you know, there's something to that. That's an argument. But also, Rob, just what you said, Scoot Henderson, likely to be the second pick in this year's draft behind Victor Wembanyama. But only the real hardcore fans know about him. And if you go to college and you play terrifically, remember a Ben Simmons or somebody like that, you are Zion. You're going to be known. You're going to have that maybe even household recognition. People are going to, you know, it might help you with endorsements. You come out of the league with a much higher profile or out of college into the league with a much higher profile. So that is something that you miss. And of course, the thrill of March Madness. But Rob, I was thinking, I mean, it's already damaged and become a threat to college basketball because just think about this year's tournament. I mean, most people didn't know who the players were for the most part.
Even some of the announcers. Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, but I'm sure they had to study up. But you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
that college basketball, the tournament's going to be big. Let's just keep it real because of the betting. It's always going to be a big deal because of that element. But this year wasn't because of the players, because of the household. There weren't household names. And so, yeah, it's already become a threat. But you're right. I would like to see it get a little more buzz. I don't know if that's possible. I think when people watch pro basketball, Rob, they want to watch the NBA. It's like we've talked about with these football leagues.
You could start all the leagues you want, Chris. And people love football, but they want to see the best of the best. Let's just
right.
Let's cut through the chase and stop playing. Like it's the same thing. Like they just you know you could pull the camera in close, not show all the empty seats, Chris, and try to act like there's something going on. But it ain't nothing going on.
It's like baseball. You put minor league baseball on TV, guess what?
I ain't nobody watch
MLB.
Right. I love baseball. I'm not watching minor league baseball.
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, I don't know if buzz can be created, but they got what people believe is a great one in Ron Holland. So we'll see how it works out for him. He's projected to go sixth in next year's draft, by the way. All right, 2 hours left. Ah, couple, lock it.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.